My lovely guest is Ms. Patrice Bivens, and she is here to tell you about some very exciting jazz artists that are coming to this area. Ms. Patrice, I want to welcome you to WLRH. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, my first question for you is this. This is the third annual Women in Jazz Festival. What do you have to do to make something like this happen? This is a really big event. So what do you do first in all of this?
First, you pray.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And you plan. Okay. And, you know, it's like any other type of festival or concert production, you know, you start as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Of course, budget and, you know, artists line up. You do a lot of research. You know, we follow up our numbers on our past, you know, response to audiences. Mm-hmm. And how they respond. And you do lots of planning. You know, I actually do it in phases starting in January. So we meet those goals as we go out throughout, you know, the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that there are only three or four people, I guess, on your website, which is valleyartsandentertainment.org. So you three ladies are doing all this together. And
we have a host of wonderful volunteers.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, who they usually say, well, we don't have to say your name, but we got your back.
Very cool.
So we do a lot of planning together.
It's always good to have help. Yes, indeed. Valley Arts is going to bring you Miss Frida Payne. Also, Paula Atherton and BJ Miller are coming. These are three super talented ladies in the world of jazz, and they are just going to knock your socks off. This is going to be, before I forget, it's coming up August the 5th, which is Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. at the Insanity Complex. Now, I do want to mention that on August 4th, there will be a student jazz workshop conducted by Miss Paula Atherton, who is a wonderful vocalist and saxophone player. She is from New York City. This will be at Columbia High School in Huntsville. And where to get this information would be valleyartsandentertainment.org. You can also find them on Facebook for more info. And it's going to be some great jazz. There's some very sassy women coming to town. I would like to ask you, Patrice, how did you get up with Frida Payne? Do you know her? Is she a friend?
Oh, I've had that question before. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, I'm from Huntsville.
Right.
But I did live in Los Angeles for years and years. And I've been in the arts business for quite a while, in the music business. Mm-hmm. And it actually was a suggestion by a friend of mine, who actually is friends with Frida's buddies. That'd be Mary Wilson. You know, she knows Sherry Payne, which is Frida's sister.
Right,
One of the Supremes.
Yes.
And so she said, well, you know, Frida would be great because she started at 12 years old in uh-huh. music. And she was a child prodigy, you know, i.e. like Michael Jackson, those guys, you
right.
know. And I said, well, I don't think I can get her. She said, let me see what I can do.
Oh, wow.
So when they say, let me see what I can do, I'm all ears.
There you go.
So it, you know, was a little work, you know, but we're so glad that we were able to solidify the contract with her. And we're so happy.
That is fantastic. Of course, Miss Frida Payne is known for her hit Band of Gold, and she has also done a lot of singing and a lot of acting during her career. She's just absolutely beautiful and fantastic, and she is going to knock your socks off on Saturday, August the 5th. Now, she is the headliner, actually. So will she be, how will the program go? Are you going to start with BJ and Paula and let them play and then bring Frida out last? Is that how you're will do it?
Yes, we are today actually finalizing our schedule because,
right.
you know, you got to have the band, you got to have the sound and everybody just coordinated perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the doors open at 1, you know, we have vendors and people can come in, you know, kind of shop around, look around, get situated, you know, even get familiar with Insanity. It's a great venue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start around 2. And we will, you know, do some other things in that time.
Mm-hmm.
and Paula Atherton will come just before Frieda. Frieda is our headline, so she'll play about 6 or 6:30, and we'll start at about 3 with B.J. Miller. And B.J. is our blues jazz lady. She's bringing a hint of blues.
Oh, she is fantastic. She is from Kansas City, I believe, originally. And she writes, sings, plays, arranges, engineers, and produces music. She's played all over the place with all kinds of amazing people, including, I believe she's played with Coco Taylor, who's one of my favorites.
Yes.
And she was inducted into the Alabama Blues Hall of Fame in 2014. And now she makes Alabama her home. I don't know where she exactly lives in Alabama, but she is now officially an Alabama girl. And she is coming to play for you at the 3rd Annual Women in Jazz Festival, brought to you by Valley Arts and Entertainment. Of course, Paula Atherton will be doing sax and jazz vocals, I'm assuming. And she's, from what I gathered on reading the articles about this, about all these presentations, she'll be playing with a local group. Is that right?
Yes, she will be playing. Actually, the band members to that local group includes Kelvin Wooten, who is very known in this area. And you've got Damien Figures. He is a very great percussionist in this area. You got Devere Pride. He's a great, but you know, of course, everyone knows Devere.
Oh, yes.
And you've got Mr. Maitland from Maitland. He's super. And Mr. Copeland. So it's just going to be a great backup group. And we're just excited to have them be a part of our backup group.
Fantastic. I talked to Mario Maitland not too long ago of Maitland Conservatory on the North Parkway. They're doing some very exciting things in music over there. Super guy. So you'll get to hear him and his group, including the Devere Pride. Now, that's the Yog Trio the Yog Quartet.
It's called the Yog Company, I believe. It's the Yog Company. And they've been around, you know, for quite a while. And Damien Figures, he's just a super percussionist. So I'm very excited that he has come on board, and they're just going to do a wonderful job.
Some fantastic, cool jazz coming up for you. And these guys will be playing with Paula Atherton and then also B.J. Miller. We'll knock your socks off and get ready for Miss Frieda Payne, who is absolutely gorgeous. She is coming as well. Again, this is part of the 3rd Alabama Women in Jazz Festival. And this is for 2017, of course, and it's going to be August 4th and 5th. The performances are August 5th. The Student Jazz Workshop with Paula Atherton is August the 4th. And you can find out more by going to valleyartsandentertainment.org or on Facebook. If you look for Valley Arts on Facebook, Valley Arts and Entertainment. Patrice, were there any special, maybe funny stories that maybe happened when you were planning all of this? Anything interesting or just weird or out of the ordinary or unusual that happened when you were planning this, or anything else you'd like to tell us about getting all of this festival together? I know it's been a huge amount of work, and you've been really dedicated to bringing great jazz to this area. That always is a huge amount of work when you want to bring people in from out of town. But is there anything unusual or just anything funny that might have happened along the way?
I wouldn't say anything unusual. Just probably my nerves.
Oh, there you go. It is, it's a big
the
deal.
The nerves, you know, when you're, as I said before, when you're planning, you know, you're pulling all the ends and, you know, you're really anticipating up until a couple of days, you know. But I can say that finally today, and with my crew, we are all ready to go. We are just excited, and we're just ready to do this, and it's going to just be a wonderful show. It really is.
It's going to be an awesome experience, and I think for the three soloists involved, they're going to love being in Huntsville and playing for Madison and Huntsville, and they're going to have a really good time, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for doing all this work and for supporting women in jazz in this area and bringing all these fine people here and doing all that work to do that, and I want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My guest today, Miss Patrice Bivens of Valley Arts and Entertainment. And remember again, some fabulous jazz is coming here for you to the Madison Insanity Complex. It's the skate complex. There are all kinds of things going on over there. So that's well worth a visit just to check out the area. But like I say, the jazz will be here on August the 5th. The doors open at 1 p.m. And to get more information, that's valleyartsandentertainment.org. Get ready for BJ Miller, Paula Atherton, and Miss Frida Payne.